All right, welcome back here to the show, Patriots This Week inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. I can't even believe I'm talking about this. We're going to talk about Justin Bieber. It's funny because you talk about omens. You go back to when Justin Bieber just shows up at sporting events. We know he's a big fan of Floyd Mayweather Jr. We get all that. Okay, so then he shows up at a Pittsburgh Steelers Bible study, and the next thing you know, they lose the next day to the Jets. So the Patriots have the day off. So, okay, so a couple guys, Rob Gronkowski included, and five others, go up to the Clippers games. Good old buddy Doc Rivers is head coach of the Clippers. Says, hey, guys, come on in the locker room. So they go in the locker room. There's Justin Bieber in the locker room. Oh, start
the
with you. You're Mr. Culture here. I mean, you got this hot radio show in the morning. You're mixing it up. Give me some on Justin Bieber where this is going to be good for Rob Gronkowski.
I would say as far away from Justin Bieber as possible.
This is wiki advice right
here. Stay away from him. That's the curse of the Bieber. You know, you remember the Red Sox had the curse of the Bambino?
Yeah.
The Patriots, stay away from this guy. It's like the old Brady Bunch episode with when they went to Hawaii.
He's
the team.
Bobby found it, right?
Yeah,
it was
get rid of the Bieber.
No, it was Greg. Greg found that one.
Whatever it was, that's who Bieber is. Keep him as far away from his
people. You got anything on this Bieber
He
thing?
Mentioned creature habit. I'm very superstitious. If I would have seen it, I'd throw him in a dumpster. Something. You run out of the room. You don't accept it, and you don't get caught in the picture.
Ed Hockley does the Green Bay Packer game, the New England Patriot Packer game. Some questionable calls early in that game. You know, the Brandon Browner, you know, the illegal contact. I know he touched the face mask. Matt, your take on how illegal contact, pass interference, and the pushing off by offensive receivers, which is not a point of emphasis anymore for some reason.
I look at the Browner thing. I think this is an emphasis that was poorly conceived in the offseason, should have never made it to the playbook. It already existed. This grazing of faces doesn't affect the outcomes of plays.
You got a 6'3", 240-pound corner.
Of course. But that's why you have subjectivity at the official level. You allow them to sort of determine if it's partial.
Right.
It really has a part to do with what happened. You took away a sack. That extended that series, a series that ended in points. And that, to me, it's not their job. It's not their job to be out there inserting themselves. The second one, Rob Ninkovich was lined up as the defensive lineman in a four-man line. He wasn't really man-to-man on Cobb. This is called peel. It's where you take the fourth guy strong, because there were three wide receivers outside of him in a bunch formation. Well, what happened is
Arrington's guy.
He got picked.
Yep.
He just got blown right into the wide receiver.
Like, why you got Ninkovich on him?
Well, they don't really have Ninkovich. Right. You're a help element until he gets there.
Okay.
But for me, from the rule standpoint, this pick thing is called so... You know, you never know what's going to happen. And again, that is like, so my view is allow picks. I'm not complaining that they didn't call it. You need to take it off the books.
All right, guys, good stuff coming up next. Philip Rivers, Antonio Gates, and the Chargers. That's all next on the show.